Absolutely right.
Is that the right thing to do?
That's how a life coach does. That's how a life coach does. Okay, show is getting ready to start. Well, good afternoon, folks. My name is Bob Oakley, and I'm your host today on the Hope Talk Radio Show. And I hope you're all doing good. Hope you're all doing well. And we have a cloudy day here in New Jersey where we're broadcasting from today. And the Hope Radio Show is broadcast 6 days a week, five of those days, Monday through Friday, from 12 noon to 1 o'clock, and then on Saturday morning from 9 to 10. So we have a lot of opportunities for people to come on and to join us. You can call in on any one of those days at 714-816-4686. That's 714-816-4686. And we'd be happy to talk with you. If you don't want to talk, you can just dial in and listen. And you can get a lot of information. You might hear something that you're interested in. And if you do, you can get back to us, and we can talk to you one-on-one on the phone, or if you live close by, we'll come to your house, or you can come to our house, whatever. We'll get together and we'll talk about you and what's important to you and what kinds of things are you interested in. Are you interested in housing? Are you interested in helping veterans or helping other first responders? Are you interested in earning more income? Are you interested in health and wellness? And we have programs in all those areas. All of these programs have not been developed by us, but we have direct connections to organizations and companies that allow us to help you in those areas. We have actual contracts with those companies where we work together. One of those is the Golden Rule Society, started by Captain Len Cain almost 50 years ago now. And Len Cain is very actively involved with the radio show on Fridays. So tomorrow at noon, Len Cain will be on, and he will cover some of the areas that he has available and that we have access to in the Golden Rule Society. So I would highly encourage people to come in again tomorrow if you're listening now. I'm sure that Len Cain will share some things with you that you will be interested in, because just like the Hope Collection, the Golden Rule Society has many, many areas of opportunities for people to improve their lifestyle and to move forward with whatever it is that they want to do. And I hope that you all will, I encourage you all to come on the show. And you can dial in, as I said, 714-816-4686, and we'll be happy to have a little conversation with you. See, we offer you the facts. What are the facts about what we're talking about? What areas can we help you in? What are your needs? What are your interests? And those are the kinds of things that we want to talk to you about. Many of us are certified life coaches. I happen to be a certified life coach. And one of the purposes of a life coach is to help people to identify things that they're interested in and things that they might want to do in their life, the things that they might want to accomplish, or needs that they have. maybe a need for increased financial resources, maybe a need for different housing, whether it's they want to purchase a house or find a better rental property, you know. So we have connections with all kinds of organizations that can help you, and we will help you through that. Those are just some areas that education, for example, is another area. A lot of people want to increase their education. They may want to, if they have started a college, they want to finish it. Or if they have areas that that they want, maybe they want to get a degree in something, or maybe they want to get certified. Maybe you want to get certified. We have thousands of different certifications available for people. So those are areas, just some areas that I mentioned quickly, to give everybody an idea that there are many, many opportunities available for you. See, our focus through this whole program of the Hope Collection is about you. Our focus is on you. Our focus is to help you. Our focus is to help you accomplish whatever it is, to give you a better lifestyle, and many, many areas. So, and I've been involved with this program for more than 25 years, and I've been involved in other types of programs for many years before that. So, and most of our people that are involved with the Hope Collection have the same kind of background. And we've developed many skills over the years that help us to recognize what it is that people are interested in, and to recognize what are their needs, and to help them to be connected to a program that will help them accomplish what they want to accomplish. So as I said, the focus is not on us. The focus is on you. And that's that goes along with what our motto is. Our motto is helping people by helping them to help other people. So it's a pay it forward philosophy.
Helping people to helping them to help other people.
Absolutely, Derek. By the way, we have a couple of guests on here already today. My friend Derek from Tennessee, and I believe that's my friend Mary from Buffalo. Is that you, Mary?
It's Mary, yes, sir, and I'm from Minnesota.
How are you doing today?
Good. How about you?
Oh, I'm off the charts, I tell you. I'm on the top part of the chart, not on the bottom. So it's good to hear your voice again. You've gotten started in this program, right, Mary?
I am waiting for someone to help me get started in the program because I want to offer my services for people that need it.
That's great. That's great. See,
Mary, I can help you.
Awesome.
Mary, I can help you out.
Derek is always willing to help people. Always, always willing. That's his goal in life. It's to help as many people as he can possibly can. And he's doing that every single day, every single day. He talks, he was just telling me before we started the show that he started talking to a friend of his that's interested in housing and improving his housing situation. And so there's many, many people that were that have needs, and people are hurting all over they're hurting. I do a lot of work with the Spanish people because through a Spanish ministry in my church, I joined many years ago, and I've been working with the Spanish people for many years and helping them in areas that they're interested in. One of the programs that I started with the Spanish families is teaching them the English language, because that's what they were interested in. They were interested in learning the language so they could communicate better with people. And most people in the United States speak English and communicate with English language. The Spanish people felt like they needed to get to learn that, and they're highly motivated to learn that. And it's a very simple program for me because because of their motivation and their desire to accomplish it. It makes it much easier to teach somebody if they're motivated to learn and to develop their skills. So that's what we do in that program. And I actually started that program several years ago, and we use it in through the Hope Collection also. So that's just one area that we can help people in. And as I mentioned earlier, the eight main areas of the Hope Collection, and we're going to be expanding that into some other areas soon. One of Derek's friends, his name is John, and John wants to work with convicts that come out of jail, out of prison, and because they have a lot of needs, and John knows from personal experience. So his goal is to set up a program and to join the Hope Collection with that program and help people. Because they come out and they may not have any housing where they can live. They may not have the job, and they may have lost their family while they were in prison. So there's a lot of needs there for those type of people to get reacclimated into society, and their needs are somewhat similar to the needs of the Spanish people. Because they are trying to get acclimated to the American society and to the American ways of doing things. That's areas that are that they're interested in. Other areas that I'm working with the Spanish people on is working with the immigration process and trying to help people to get their immigration status changed. They may be on a visa card right now, but they may be they want to get it changed to a permanent residency, or they may want to get their citizenship here. So there's a lot of different things that we could do. I found out by working with them in that program that it's a very difficult process that you have to go through with the Immigration Bureau, and it generally takes at least 6 months, and many times a year or multiple years. So it's also a very expensive process along the way. So those kinds of things are holding some of the people back from applying for the citizenship. One of the guys that I was working with has been here for over 16 years, and he had never applied for citizenship. Well, I encouraged him and told him I would help him, and I did. And he now has his citizenship, and he's married and has three children, and I wrote letters for him to give him support through the process, and so it's just a way of helping people and helping them to help other people. So I'm not bragging about the things that I do. I'm just saying that these are some things that I do and some of the things that other people in the Hope Collection do. I want to stop on that now, and I want to ask Mary a couple of questions. Mary, what are you involved in right now? I know you have a family, right?
Correct. I work in two different areas. I, like your friend there, I similarly work with a lot of people coming out of jail or rehab areas. Because what I found with me being in the military, that the transition process of coming out of jail or any other long-term incarceration is similar to getting out of the military. And so
yep.
I work with a bunch
yep.
of gentlemen that way and a few ladies, helping them reintegrate into society. Because the hardest part is, especially when you have families, it's similar to the deployment. Where, you know, you're
yep.
gone, but the life at home still keeps going, and you have to try to fit yourself into their life and what they're doing, and that's the hardest thing to
yep.
do, because in your eyes, they're still 6 years old, even though they're 10 years old. So there's that big
yeah,
gap
I,
that you miss.
For a number of years, Mary, I was working in the prisons teaching convicts. The GED was one area that we were concentrating on, was helping them to get their high school education. And those that were interested in doing it were very very serious about it, that they wanted to get it done. And those that were not interested, we couldn't help them. We couldn't do anything for them. So it was kind of sad in a way. They had all that time on their hands that they could accomplish some things, but that they weren't willing to put out the effort that it takes to get it done. So, but many of them were very, 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 very interested and worked hard at it.
And a lot
and
of
so,
them, it's just their mindset.
Those are
they
some
just
areas
don't believe
that we worked with people, and I'm very happy to work with Derek's friend John down in Tennessee, to accomplish what he wants to do to help the inmates that come out of prison. And so I commend you for the things that you're doing, Mary, and that's great. That is awesome. And just keep it up, girl. You're doing the right things for the right reasons.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Well, my
you have any comments? Any other comments you want
that
to make?
That I work. Well, the other
Hello?
Thing I work on, and I do. Hello, can you hear me? Hello.
I'm having a hard time hearing you. Oh, she had to drop off. Okay. Anyway, Derek,
yeah.
I know you're doing a lot of work with contacting people and finding out
yeah.
What it is that they're interested in.
Yeah,
and you want to be a
life
coach. Life
coach.
I
want to be
yep.
a life coach.
Yep, yep. Well, Mary's friend Kurt is a certified life coach. And
does Mary work? Mary's working with Kurt.
Yeah,
I work
yep.
alongside Kurt. Yes. Sorry, I lost you guys. I'm back now. No, I'm
That's
a certified
great,
life coach and a certified hypnotherapist. And I'm working on my NLP and my timeline therapy certification. But
awesome.
my biggest project that I work on right now, that's my passion, is working with families with special needs or
yeah.
mental health issues.
You know, one
my
of the
biggest
things,
thing is autism.
Yeah, yeah. One of the things that I find out about life coaching, when I mention to people that I'm a certified life coach, oh, they say, oh, their eyes light up, and they say, oh, you're certified life, yeah, I'm certified life coach. And some of them, they just have a blank stare at you when you say that because they don't know what it is. So it varies all over the place. But I found that it's helped me a lot to work with people, and it's helped me to help them to identify, maybe set some goals in their life on what they want to be and what they want to do, you know, and so I think it's a great program, and so and it sounds like you would agree with that too, right, Mary?
Oh, definitely. That's, you know, the biggest game changer I had, just understanding a little bit more, was getting my certifications, because it helped.
Yeah.
It opened up a whole new avenue.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And it can be set up to make an income also. I, for one, don't do that because I have enough income coming in other areas. So I do the life coach thing sort of like a pro bono that an attorney would do, with not charging for their services. So, but many people charge for it, and that's okay. You know, that's good. That you can set up a business with that. And
then that's what
I that's... We have another life coach just came on. My friend from Georgia, Mr. Country Boy. How you doing today?
Hey, good afternoon. How you guys?
Hey, Country Boy.
Hi, Mary. I was just thinking, though, Mary, how things have changed through the years because I got certified to be a life coach. I'm 60 now, telling y'all my age, 30-something years ago because of the extensive training that I went with to set up my non-for-profit organization for schizophrenic, bipolar, misplaced, displaced. The kids they send me, they didn't know what to label them, so I had to go through certain, you can't touch them. Mary will tell you, certain autistic kids do not want you to put your hands. The first time that I ever had an autistic kid, the first thing they told me is don't touch him. He goes in the house and he'll have a seizure. But when I met Jason, he ran up to me and hugged me. I'm fainting myself. He hugged me. They said, what did you say to him? I said, I didn't say nothing to him.
Yeah,
well,
I understand our friend Burl Walk encouraged you to get that. Is that right?
Yeah, but Burl's the one that helped me come up with the name of my company, y'all. It was called Nothing for Nothing. Nothing in the number four. Nothing. You get what you pay for. You don't pay. You don't play. And then Reese took my sayings of the week and put it on website. If you want to be a player in this game called life, if you want to be a player, you got to be a prayer.
Yeah.
So what happens in the process of set up life coaching, one of the first things that I did, I'm also a psych major, I have a master's degree in psychology. I would always start, Mary, and Kirk and I were sharing back and forth about how I would ask people to take and do a 2-minute written exercise. And it only works if you write it down. Write it down and make it plain. It's kind of like a written covenant between you and your creator. So what happened was that I let people take 1 minute on the left side of the page, things I like to do. And on the other side, things I love to do. What happens is you only get 1 minute to write down as fast as you can go, and then you cover that list over. Do not worry about some of the stuff that you have on your like side becomes on your love side. In the Dirty South, we call it show me what you're working with. Show me where your gift is at. Show me where your passion is at. And then we start to work on your passion. Yesterday, Ron and I was talking about on the air the same kind of conversation. Show me what you're working with in order for us to be able to help you in the areas that you love the most. Do not worry about how you're going to do it. You do not have to be that great at what you do. You only have to be great to get started. Did y'all get that? You have to be great to get started into that business that you've been thinking about and been praying about. And then we pointed out, my youngest son pointed it out to me. He told me, I told him when he was a child, and he's telling me, Dad, do you know the difference between a hobby and a business? I said, no, but I guess you're going to tell me. He says, a hobby is something you really like to do and or really, 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 really love to do, but you don't make no money doing it. So what we do is we get your like list and your love list, and we combine them, we write them down, we put them up in front of you, we see what you're working with, and now we show you how to get in where you fit in. Yeah, we're going to help you market your love, your passion. Why? Because he says, I am love. So if you show us where your love is, they told you that misery loves company, so does love. I'll introduce you to Oakman, let him love on you. Introduce you to Kirk, he's a life coach, let him love on you. Introduce you to Mary and let him love on you. Why? Because we've been practicing loving on people, and we're getting better and better. Back over you, Oakman.
You know, sometimes we use a technique called peeling the onion, and it's a technique that psychologists have been using for years in order to find out what is the real cause of the problem that the people have, and how can we, that way, once you find out what the real cause is, then you can work out a solution to solve that problem. The T diagram that you talked about with on the left side and the right side, that's a great approach to help people to identify and to help us to find out what it is that they really love, that they really want to do, that they really have their greatest desire for. So I appreciate you bringing that up, because I haven't thought about that for a while. But that is one of the best ways to identify what it is that people are really interested in. Thank you. Thank you, Country.
Most certainly.
Okay, go ahead. Back to you.
Well,
I know
now,
you're
you guys
two words, but I'm sure you have something else you want to talk about. Go ahead.
I always have so many things, but I try to talk about things that will interest other people. And the way that we're moving and growing, I could switch the conversation and talk to you about gardening. Tomatoes and green beans and eating well. Health is your first wealth. You know, the things that we're doing now with people that's been caught up in corporate, excuse my French, y'all, I say a lot of words. Sticks and stones may break my bones. Words are powerful things. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. So when I use words, a choice of words, I usually use them for a reason, because based on our cultural bring up or background, certain things don't sit well with certain people. And they said it's not what you say, it's how you say it. So sometimes I might have a canty choice of words to get my point across to you guys. But what we understand now, that we keep coming back, every time we talk about fruits and veggies and family and plants and the universe and children and education, it all, you could put an equal sign in there, and it equals love. When God said it was good, he saw it was good. And it was Georgia peaches. Man, they are good down here this time of year. You don't believe me? Jump in the cool Chattahoochee River on a day when it's 92 degrees in the water. It's cool. It'll chill your body, but it won't chill your soul. So when God said it was good, it was good. And everything that I'm working on right now, I like to see, is water good? Yes. Is working with children good? Yes, it's holding in. Here's a quick. I'm gonna tell one more story at you guys real fast. I'm a writer, so I'm out sitting in the garden last night about 8:30. It's still light here in Georgia up until about 9 o'clock. Y'all, I was working in the field in the garden and can still see outside. But I was thinking, I was sitting there by the tree on the big old stump and thinking, wow, that was the biggest word I could come up with at that time. Wow. How wonderful it is to have an opportunity to watch the chickens play, the rabbits in the cage. This one duck's got 22 babies. 22 baby ducklings walking down through there, and I'm going, wow, Wow, working in the garden is like working to build a love relationship. Yeah, you don't put nothing in. You don't get nothing out. Every now and
That's
then
right.
we're working on this love relationship. Every now and then a weed will pop up out of nowhere right in the middle of your relationship. There's a briar. But I found out that briars come equipped with the relationship because roses have briars on them. There's a good side and there's a bad side. But then I start looking, wow, if I put a lot of hard work into this garden, I'm going to get a lot of love and a good harvest out of this garden. If I put a lot of love, time into my relationship and loving on my wife and not just hoeing around but wash the bathtub out so she don't have to. Yeah, that's kind of stuff I'm talking about. You don't put nothing in. I put the dirt in the bathtub. I got to learn how to get it back out of the bathtub. I know how to scrub my own toilet. So I'm out there thinking, wow, every time I come out here and nurture my garden, I come back and something new is growing. I also learned that regardless on how hard I work in my garden, it's like love. It's endless. It's endless. The work never comes to an end. There's always something to do to make it better. So every time I come out to my garden and I plant something, I know how to plant seeds in fertile soil, not on hard ground. But every time I plant something in my love garden, I get something new. God says I'm going to do a new thing, a new thing. The new cucumber today, a new zucchini tomorrow, a new yellow squash. Oh, what is that? Watermelons. Oh, country boy, you must be working this thing. No, no, no. Ron Clayton was making jokes about me growing and helping and blessing people. Stop, stop, stop. What? He said, what? I said, you're going to get me in trouble. He said, what do you mean? I have a jealous father. I'm not going to let country boy, Oakman, you, Mary and Martha, I ain't going to let Lazarus and nobody get in here and take none of my glory. I gave you life. And what you do with your love life is my gift back to me. I gave love to you. Do unto others before they do unto you. Plant some love seeds in their mind. Plant some love, Amen. Kind words in their heart. Walk up to somebody like Gary and say, can I help you today? Can I bless you today? I hope you have a blessing winning decade, Oakman, because one good day for you and Mary is not going to be enough. Back over to you, sir.
You know, and it's so important to let people know that we are sincere about helping them, and we are sincere about loving them, because love is the key. You know, you said it. It is the key to developing better relationships with people, and to gaining trust with people, and to because people have to develop trust in us in order for us to be in the best position to help them, and it takes time, but showing them that we are sincerely interested in them, and that we are concerned about what it is that their goals are, and helping them to accomplish those goals. We're not going to do it for them, but what we're going to do is coach them along the way, and help them to use the best approach to achieving what it is that they want to achieve. And I always tell people, look, it's not up to me; it's up to you to accomplish what you want to do. And like Country just said a little while ago, that if you don't do it, you're not going to accomplish it. If you don't plant the seeds, nothing will grow. And so it's very important. And to show people, I tell people that, look, love comes from God. He gives it to us with no conditions on it. He gives it to us unconditionally. And he asks us to pay it forward. Give it to other people. Give it out. Give it to your wife. Give it to your children. Give it to friends. And just give it out freely, and don't expect anything in return, because that's what it's all about. There will be things, greater rewards will come back to us than what we give out to people, and it's very important to understand that, because those rewards come from God, and He's going to reward us through the cycle of appreciation. In greater ways, and people are the same. The more we reward them, the more we help them, the more we love them, and we work with them, the more it's going to come back to us. And that's not why I'm doing it, but I'm doing it because I want to help them, and because I want them to accomplish what they want to accomplish. Make sense, guys?
There, right, old man, right there. You just gave and opened up Webster Dictionary to give the meaning, the true meaning behind it's a blessing to be a blessing. If everybody could love on themselves, I read the Bible, I read the Quran, I read all of those books. But he still keeps saying that love is the greatest gift of all, but love is not love until one gives. Did y'all hear that word?
Yep.
Gives
yep.
it away. So if we want to heal America today, y'all heard me sing the song. What the world needs now is love,
oh,
sweet
love.
It's the only thing that there's just too little of. So if it's a blessing to be a blessing, if everybody could bless themselves, we wouldn't even need each other. Just wave a wand over yourself, Mary. Sprinkle your kids while you're at it. Go find your family and give them the hookup. But we're interceding for each other. We are sent in each other's life to share. We care enough to share enough information. We're in the information stage, and knowledge is power. So right now, if you don't know, don't feel badly. Forgive them, Father, because they know not. But we're in the information stage, and we're going to get you out of the encyclopedia and put you on YouTube, Google, steroids, organic steroids, Holy Ghost energy steroids. It's not what you know. It's boom. In 30-something years of working for AT&T, would you be truthful enough to say you know a lot of people in the world, Bob?
Yes.
Do you think that Ron Clayton and Lynn Cain, I talked to him last week, and he called me, and I said, Lynn, hold on for a minute. My wife is calling me. I try not to never make my wife wait. Then I got back on the phone with him. He says, hold on for a minute. Country Joe was calling me. Then he didn't tell me. So I said, I was on the phone. He was talking about Joe Biden, you know, the president man.
You mean you were talking to the president?
He said, yeah. Like it wasn't nothing to it. It just goes to show you it's not what you know. If I had an urgent, I'd call Lynn up and say, Lynn, can you call the president for me? No, I talked to Ron. He said, I got to go, country. I'm going to meet with the mayor of New York. And I'm thinking, wow. I talked to Dale Martin. He said, I'm meeting with the owners of the radio station down here in Atlanta, country boy. I talked to Rick Reese. He says, I'm going to build a museum and a community center in my hometown, and I didn't even ask nobody, because once I start building it, the doubters will go away, but the people of affluence and influence will show up and say, how can I help you, Mr. Reed? Wow. So what's been happening, Bob, man, is I've been getting a revelation of power coming through these little words of mine. Why? Because I believe what comes out my mouth. I say what's the truth. The truth is good enough. Then I graduated from believing to knowing. I know in my knower that I know that I know that I know that I know. He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I trust him. I trust him. I trust him with my life and my family's life and everything that I do.
And the truth will set you free. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, country. I tell you.
So people opening and closing, people ask me, I had five people ask me this week, well, what are you pastor at?
Pastor what? Where's your church?
Yep.
In me. What are you pastor at? In the grocery stores, at the farmer's market, at the soccer field.
My little end by saying this. My grandmama said, I'm going to sing for y'all. Y'all get ready.
This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Everywhere I go, everything that I do, I'm going to let my little light shine. Why? Because he says, I am the truth and the light. And I'm just trying to represent the one that made me. I'm trying to give people truth that'll set them free. And I'm trying to shine light in dark areas of their life that they thought was so gloomy that I sometimes have to sing my favorite song, I Got Sunshine on a Cloudy Day.
Yep. You know, it's so easy, I find it so easy to find people that want help. Yesterday I was in the AT&T store for a new phone because my phone died. But anyway, I talked to the guy a little bit, and he was very helpful getting me set up with a new phone. And he I asked him, I says, are you ever look for additional ways to make income? Oh, yeah. I said, well, I can help you do that if you're interested. He says, oh, yeah, I'd like to find out. So he wrote down his name and his telephone number that I can reach him at. And I said, look, I'll call you, and we'll talk over the phone for a while, and we'll see if there's some areas that I can help you with. I'm sure I can, but I just want to do a little interview with you on the phone before we move further. He said, okay, that sounds great. Well, then I went to Home Depot and had to get some things over there. And the young lady that was at the checkout counter, I basically did the same thing with her. And she says, oh, yeah, I'd like you to call me. I said, okay, write down your name and number on a piece of paper. So I made two contacts there within about 15 minutes. And I find that more and more, the more we do things like that, the easier it is for us to do it. And we have to be very sincere with these people, though. We have to show them that we were interested in them. It's not about us. It's about them. And I think that's very, very extremely important for what we're trying to do to help people. Does that make sense, Mary? I know it does to you.
Oh, completely. Did Kurt ever tell you the story of how I met Kurt?
Yeah.
So basically I went on a rant on Facebook because, you know, you see all these advertisements for coaches to help coaches build their business. And everyone says you need that big ticket item, that $20,000 deal and I'm like, you know, that's not what coaching's about. The coaching's not about, you know, taking – if you had money to spend that kind of money on something, you don't need to hire a coach.
Yeah,
you just pay someone else to do
that's
it for you.
Sure. Yes, ma'am.
You know, the whole point is, you know, you need – the whole point of coaching is to help people, you know. And I went on this big rant about it, and Kurt's like, you know, that's exactly it. You know, and that's how we started talking and everything else. Because, you know, most of what I do is either free or what you can afford to pay me. I have four clients right now that are paying me $5 a month because that's all they can afford to pay me, but they don't want to do it for nothing.
But it makes a commitment, Mary. That $5 is not a, when they say in the South it's not always about the money, the $5 is saying if you give me your time, I'm willing to commit to pay you
exactly.
for your time. In the country, they say time is money, and if I don't make a commitment with some type of money, then I'm going to abuse the time that you're giving me to coach me. So it's not always about the money, but money makes people stay committed.
Correct.
That's
especially
right.
when you can't afford to spend that kind of money. But I got a good story. So I do what I do because I have two autistic children. And my son was nonverbal, and now he's verbal, but he had sensory issues. So Monday was our local, the circus comes to town. And this is the old school circus with the animals and the lights and the dancing and the noise.
Yep.
He sat for an hour and a half.
And the noise. I like the way you threw that in, and the noise. Go ahead, Mary.
It's loud. You take a bunch of people and put them in a little room, and it's loud.
You know, another thing that makes people committed is taking ownership in mm-hmm. what it is that they want to accomplish, or maybe ownership in a business, or ownership in owning a house. Those things, and ownership of being a spiritual person. There's, you know, God gives us so much. But it's really up to us whether we want to live by His rules and do the things that He wants us to do.
Exactly.
And that's taking ownership also. Dr. Joel Griffin used to talk about that all the time, about taking ownership. And I used to always call it being responsible. But it's another way of saying it. And living it, you know. So I think that's very important.
Yeah, responsibility is a Siamese twin, Oak man. That's what it is. You can't have one without the other.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Look, you guys. If everybody could help themselves, Bob. Tell them what Hope Foundation's motto, what our strip, what our mission statement says about helping people, Hope Man.
Yeah, the motto is helping people by helping them to help other people. And I am totally committed to that. And I know all of the leaders in the Hope Collection and all of us that are on this call today are on this radio show are committed to that also, and that's just doing whatever we have to do to help them, whatever it takes, and that's what's so important is to be committed to the other person's welfare, and be committed to helping them to and their family to have a better life. And this particular segment of the Hope Show is devoted to families. So that's one of the reasons why I'm talking about that. So, and I know that all of us that are on the call today are on the radio show that we are committed to that. And so anybody that's listening, I want to make sure you understand that our commitment is to helping you. Our commitment is to helping you achieve whatever you want in your life, to resolve whatever issues you have in your life. We are solution finders, and we try to help people to find solutions, whatever it is that they're dealing with in their life. Maybe they have a lot of bills that they want to pay. Well, we have solutions for that. You know, maybe they want to increase their education. We have solutions for that. Maybe they want are dealing with some health and wellness issues, and we have solutions for that also. So there's all kinds of solutions that we have to help people, and it's we're there. I make a commitment to anybody that I'm working with that I will work with them as long as they want me to work with them. I will help them along the way and find solutions. So I'm not going to say, look, this is what you got to do and go do it. You know, I work with them, you know. Go ahead.
My next point was, and everybody will stand and agree with me, if I said something crazy like everything doesn't work for everybody. But did y'all hear
absolutely.
Oakman says, God has equipped us with resolution. He's equipped us with problem-solving techniques. He's equipped us with knowledge and expertise in every area of your life that you can possibly think of. What
yep.
happens is, and all these years that I worked with Joel, now having the pleasure of working with Ryan Clayton, the new president of the Hope Foundation, I meet a lot of people. I've been in 39 different types of multi-level marketing businesses. I've heard people go away angry and with their lips stuck out. I have to this very, very, very day have never, and see, my spirit has never lied to me. My flesh has lied to me many times. I have never met anyone that got affiliated with the Hope Foundation, the Hope Collection, the Hope Knowledge Tower, the Center for Technology, the Center for Connecting People, and they walked away empty-handed. There's no way that you can come and be affiliated with God's people, if I may, looking for answers, looking for resolutions, looking for money-making techniques. And then when I said earlier, Oakman, they asked me, what are I pastor at? And then I asked you the same question, and you answered while you was talking. Wherever you go, it's called marketplace ministers. Grandmamas are ministering now. I'm hiring grandmamas that said they was retired for 20, 30 years. They're rocking babies in the nursery at the nursery when they're shorthanded. Yeah, we're just talking about everybody loving your very, very, very best based on where you are right now. There's nothing that we can do to change our past. There's nothing that we can do to change our future. All
right.
we have is now. Question, what are you going to do right now? Because now is all we have, and it says in the scripture
That's right.
that if you ask not, you receive not. We don't make
Yep.
promises. We have no hidden agendas or motives on what we do at the Hope Foundation and the Golden Rule Society. We have every intention on blessing you in the areas of your life that you've been praying and believing and hoping, knowing that the help is on the way and trusting that the divine creator is getting ready to give you the hookup, the divine hookup. Back over you, old man.
Amen to all that. That's we have about 6 minutes left, guys, and I am very, very happy with what we've been talking about in this show, and it's so amazing. We get a number of like minds together, like ourselves, and things tend to go in the right direction when you're working with people who are like-minded. And who have similar beliefs and so forth. And today's program has been that way. And I am so thankful to the Lord for the skills and the abilities that He's given all of us to help people. And I'm very serious about that. Those things. Some people say, well, I'm a self-made man. Well, that's not true. I mean, they made me believe it, but it's not true. I don't believe I'm a self-made man. I believe what I've accomplished in my life is because of the good Lord. what he's given me to help people, and what he's given me to have the skills that I need to work with people and help people. And I'm sure you would agree with that too, Country. And Mary, I know you would agree with it also. So,
oh, definitely.
I believe that's the way it is. And that's what we're all about, folks. Anybody that's listening on the internet today, and we do broadcast over 70 countries around the world. So, give us a call. Give us a call back, 714-816-4686. That's the call. That's the number that we use for the noon programs like this one, 5 days a week and on Saturday mornings from 9 to 10 Eastern time. So give us a call, and we'll talk with you. We'll listen to what it is that you're interested in, and then we'll help you to find a way to accomplish that, and lay out a plan to accomplish that. And we'll go through an interview with you on the phone, or if you live close by, I'll talk to people face-to-face. I've driven as many as 3 hours one way to talk to people about our program, and I've done that many, many times. Don't feel like we're not here to help you. We are here to help you. That's our goal, is to help you accomplish your goals. So don't be afraid to call us. Don't think we're trying to get you into something, because we're not. That's not our motive. What we're trying to do is to help you to have a better life. To whatever it takes to do that, we'll work with you to help you do that.
Oh, man.
So, yep.
The other day before I got off the air, when you and I was doing the show, I put my number into the airways. And as soon as the show was over, I thought it was one of them scam calls, and usually my phone usually identified, but it was like 15 digits. Who in the shit is this? I answered it. I won't keep their name silent for a month. But they called after the show from Ontario. So if there's anybody out there that still has more questions and they think this guy is crazy, that's the thin line between being insane and being spiritually filled. It's a line called crazy. I'm crazy for Jesus. You know, if you guys want to, feel free to call Country Boy. Don't text me. I won't see him. I get about 130 to 160 text messages a day. It'd take me a little over 2 hours if I was real good just to read them all. But if you want to holler at your boy, my phone number is area code 770-203-7534. One more time, 770-203-7534. My real name is Brad Dorsey, a.k.a. Country Boy. So if you guys are looking for ways that you can get resolutions to your problem, Oakman explained to you earlier, if you're looking, seek and she shall find. If you're looking for new avenues to make additional income, 99.9% of the businesses that we're showing and introducing to people, it doesn't really involve selling nobody no suds or duds or lotions or potions or juices. Been there, done that. We're actually connecting you with people in the industry that you really need to know so that you'll be able to grow. 770-203-7534. Holla back at you, boy. Country Boy, that is.
Thank you, Country. Thank you. I want to do the same thing. I normally give out my number on the show also, but I want you to wait 24 hours before you call me, because my phone died on me yesterday, so I don't have my regular phone, and so I would prefer if within 24 hours I'll have my new phone all set up so that you can call me. But my number is 908-209-9202. That's 908-209-9202. 9202, and you can send me a text on that number or call me personally if you want to. And my name is Bob, and I'd be more than happy to spend some time with you and to see if there's some areas that we can work together on. So give us a call. Give Country a call or give me a call. Either way, it doesn't matter. We both have the same goals to help people. Or give Mary a call if you want to. That's up to her. Yeah, you know.
No, so, I was just waiting for y'all so I could put my numbers in. It's 507-338-3725. Okay. That's 507-338-3725. And call or text. If I don't get back to you right away, just give me a few minutes. I'll get right back to you. I'm more than willing to help anyone that needs it.
Great.
And
great.
Mary,
before we go,
I just want to thank you, sweetie. I called, there's a group here in Atlanta called 100 Black Men that's helping the youth in the hood and in the organizations and ones that are hustling drugs. We're trying to get them off of doing that. And then I worked with T.D. Jakes years ago. They're bringing it back to Atlanta. Women, Thou Art Loosed. I just want to let you know, Mary, my spirit recognized, just like I told you, they said misery loves company and takes misery to recognize misery. My love recognizes your love, Mary. I have never had the privilege of meeting you, but to me you are a super mom because I spent 30-something years working with autistic children because that's what they label them, and a lot of them are not. They're just fine. They try to get them on meds and all this kind of stuff. But, Mary, just hats off to you, sweetie. Happy Mother's Day again. I know with your children, they get on your nerves. They get on your heart. They get in your mind. They get in your gut. They get all over you because they came from you. But you never once, Mary, said, go away. I don't feel like being your mama today. So happy Mother's Day to you again, Mary. As busy as you are and as hardworking as you are, you still take the time out of your schedule to join us on the Hope Show to share inspiration, share those mother kind of stories, and you're just a living testimony out there to the moms and to the females across America that if Mary and if God can do it for Mary, then I know he can do it for me. God bless you, sweetie. We love you. Continue to do what God has put in your heart to do, and he will assure you that you are going to be a living legacy, and your children will never, ever want for anything because the generational curse has already been broken. He had the call of a bunch of people. Many are called and few are chosen, and you are the chosen one for your bloodline to make that generational wealth become reality. God bless you, sweetheart.
God bless you.
Thank you.
God bless your country, and God bless you, Mary, and your family, both of you. I am so happy to be affiliated with you guys and to have you on the team. It makes it so much easier when we do things as a team, and you guys are truly, truly team players. Thank you so much for all you do. And I do appreciate your input and your efforts that you're doing for this whole program. And Ron Clayton has been a very good friend of mine for many, many years. And he and I started working with Dr. Joel Griffin about the same time. And so we've had a lot of associations with Dr. Griffin, many, many meetings and many, many conference calls. And I've learned over the years many things. So thank you both. And God bless you and have a great day. And we're signing off now from the Hope Collection. And I hope that all of you out there have learned some things. And if you have some things that you're interested, give us a call. We gave you our telephone numbers. And listen to Captain Len Cain tomorrow from noon to 1 o'clock Eastern Time. And you may learn, I'm sure you're going to learn some more things about the Hope Collection and about the Golden Rule Society. So God bless you all and God bless America. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye. Hey, Country Boy, give me a call.
Goodbye,
and
good job, old man.
Yep. God bless.